new CBS Monday. NCIS is back.
We need all hands on deck.
So grab your gear.
NCIS!
And join our elite team.
What are the charges?
Murder.
New cases to be solved.
Double tap to the chest.
Same caliber as the murder weapon.
And new criminals to catch.
That's the bomb maker. Where's the bomb?
A new NCIS, Monday, 9, 8 Central, on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Thursday, February 25th, 2021. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning 5 and Change. If it's Thursday, that can mean only one thing. 24/7 Sports Director of Recruiting, Steve Wiltfong, checks in. Steve, this is the best weather I've had to do a show like this in months. Yourself, thanks.
Daniel, it's going well. Smoothie in hand. The snow is melting. The Wiltfong family planning to be outside at some point this weekend. May even get the oldest a bike so we can give the youngest one the oldest bike, the old hand-me-down trick, and get them off and running here on the pavement.
The outdoor activities are certainly welcomed back. It has been a cold and snowy Midwest winter. Luckily, the Buckeyes remain hot on the recruiting trail. A little segue for you there. It's no mystery how well Ohio State did in 2021, securing four of the top 10 players ranked in the top 247, and they are still in the mix for the number one player, JT Tuimoloau, who is yet to decide. And it looks like an encore performance in 2022 is coming. They already have the number one player in the class, Texas quarterback Quinn Ewers. They have the number nine player in the class, fellow Texan Caleb Burton, wide receiver. But they are in the mix for a host of other players. You recently did a story updating everybody on the buzz surrounding the top-ranked players in the class of 2022. I will give you a name and his ranking, and you will tell me what Ohio State thinks. How's that sound?
Sounds good, brother. Ohio State, man, they got 10 commits right now. Danny, all 10 hold at least a four-star grade, according to the 24/7 Sports Composite. Six in the top 100, three five-stars. I'd say that's sizzling hot to start.
They are the number one class right now, and I think there's even a few players on there that they have commitments from that are going to rise up. But today we will deal with this crew. The top-ranked player they are in the mix for, now that they already have the number one guy, is the number two guy on the board, defensive tackle Walter Nolan from Tennessee. He looks like an NFL football player now.
Yeah, man. I mean, he's the most coveted defensive line prospect in America right now, and Ohio State's mentioned in the same breath as the SEC powers in Michigan. This is one where I think he probably stays in that league and plays at LSU or Alabama. You know, Florida's pushing hard and Tennessee's in there. Michigan and Ohio State, two programs in the Midwest, giving him something to think about. I think he's got Oregon and USC in the picture as well. But I would think when all said and done, he probably stays in that SEC footprint.
He definitely looks like a guy that ends up at LSU or Alabama, which is unfortunate. We've yet to be able to pull one of those guys out of there. We appreciate the quest. Walter Nolan is the kind of guy you recruit right up until he puts on another team's uniform. The number four player in the country is Shamar Stewart, defensive end.
Yeah, and Ohio State's been one of the schools pushing the hardest for him the entire cycle. You know, every time I check in with sources around Shamar, which has been every rankings update in 2022, because I write this article, What's the Pulse on the Top 10 Uncommitted? Ohio State's always one of the first couple schools mentioned. LSU has been is the crystal ball favorite. They had the early advantage coming off the national championship 2 years ago, and you know, just their track record and Ed Orgeron being a defensive line guy. But you know, Ohio State's been steady in this race. Georgia, Clemson, Miami, also making a move. So we'll see where it goes.
There's a trend developing here, and it is defensive ends. Number seven player in the country is Eni White.
Yeah, typically you have these defensive ends ranked high. It's a premium position come the NFL draft. And Eni White, he zoomed with Ryan Day and Larry Johnson last week. this is an area where Ohio State tends to clean up. They got some serious competition for Eni. Alabama's got the edge in this recruitment right now. The video of Nick Saban recruiting on Instagram that went viral was his conversation with Eni White. And so Alabama is the pulse of this recruitment, but Ohio State's certainly very high. James Franklin zoomed with them recent. You got Florida, Georgia, USC, Oregon, Miami, some of the same schools I mentioned with the others in the picture here.
Moving to the offensive line, we're dipping out of the top 10 to number 11, and that is Lynchburg, Virginia native Zach Rice.
You know, Ohio State's one that Zach's always mentioned near the top of his list, and talking to another source close to Zach. Yesterday morning, you know, Ohio State was one of the first schools mentioned. I think that North Carolina is very heavy in this one. He attended a couple games in Chapel Hill, saw the Tar Heels play a few times this year, and their program certainly on the rise. But Ohio State's steadiness, Notre Dame's steadiness, those are two that have always been near the top for him. Alabama's making a big move with Zach. They weren't in his top eight, but since winning the national title this year, they've been pushing hard. He's listening.
Back to defensive end. This is the third guy in the top 12, Omari Abor out of Texas. Always nice to go back into Texas.
I talked to him on Tuesday, and he's an Ohio State fit from a personality standpoint. I think that Ohio State's going to do really well in this recruitment. Oklahoma's his dream school. I mean, that's for a lot of kids that grow up where he's grown up and the success the Sooners have had. And he's been to Norman and Oklahoma. They don't mess up too many recruitments, so they're doing a good job recruiting him. But Ohio State, their track record, Chase Young's his favorite player. The conversations with Larry Johnson and Ryan Day are exciting to him. And Ohio State's near the top with Texas A&M and Oklahoma and Texas and LSU.
One state Ohio State does not recruit too heavily is Iowa, partially because there's not a ton of prospects there, and the ones there tend to stay home. Safety Xavier Nwankwo, though, is the 14th rated player in the country. He's got an Ohio State offer and just added one from Alabama, so this kid can play.
There's no question. I mean, you look at him and you see the length and you still see the potential on what is already a pretty impressive frame. And this kid has shined in the last couple off-season events to back up the tape and justify that, yeah, this young man's from Iowa, but he is a blue chipper in every sense of the word. And the schools are recruiting him as such. And prior to the Alabama offer, I don't know where that moved the needle. And you're always one conversation away with Nick Saban from saying, at the very least, man, I want to go see it. But Ohio State, I think, is generally the first team mentioned with Nwankwo, but they got company. Notre Dame, Clemson, in-state Iowa are a few others that he's super high on. He may visit Texas A&M over spring break because he's going to be in Texas. I love Ohio State's position here. I'm not crystal balling them yet or anything, but, I mean, there's no question that Ohio State's going to be a finalist for Xavier.
We're going to take a quick break, come back, talk some more recruiting.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, we are back. This guy is not in the top 10 of the top 247, but he is number 9 in the top 247 composite, and he's already committed to Ohio State. That's Jaheim Singletary. What do you think the chances are he moves up the rankings before it's all said and done?
Well, I think when you're talking about the top corners in the country, I mean, what a special year it is at the position, right? And in our rankings, Travis Hunter is number 1. Travis Hunter had as good a football season as anybody nationally, regardless of grade last year. He's committed to Florida State. He's out of Georgia, led his team to the state title game in the largest class, and had like 24 receiving touchdowns and 8 interceptions. Just doesn't come off the field playing big boy high school football. He's special. Damani Jackson's a rare athlete at the position. He's a physical kid. You guys know a lot about him. Ohio State was a finalist there. Jaheim Singletary is in that equation with the Damani Jacksons and Denver Harris's, Will Johnsons of the world. I just think that mean, Jaheim Singletary has got length for days, and just one of the better pure cover guys that I've seen on the camp circuit this year so far. And in the couple stops, I've been to four camps, and I may not have seen a better cover guy with my own eyes yet than Jaheim Singletary. I haven't seen Travis Hunter in a camp setting yet, or Denver Harris, but will soon. But I love Singletary, and you know, he's a guy that we have 23 right now or something. So certainly there's still a little bit of runway for him to move up.
We don't talk about the class of 2023 too much, but this guy had a day. Brandon Ennis this week on Tuesday, the number one receiver in the country, received offers from Ohio State and Alabama on the same day. Good Lord. Ohio State's gotten the commitment from the number one receiver for the last 3 years, Julian Fleming, Emeka Egbuka, Caleb Burton. Will Brandon Ennis make it four in a row?
I actually kind of thought he had all those offers already. So, Brandon Ennis has been on the scene since like eighth grade. He plays for the South Florida Express 7-on-17. I think he's bounced around a couple high schools, but every time I turn on a game, he's just been terrific. He played high school football as an eighth grader, and helped his team make the regional finals, but he's great in every setting. He reminds me of Amon-Ra St. Brown, which happens to be the player comp we also have. Rim on his page, St. Brown from USC, just super consistent, great route runner, never drops anything. Just such a polished player at a young age. Will Ohio State land him? I don't know. It's pretty early. I would think that they'll, just based on past results, you know, I'd wager they'll be a finalist and we'll go from there.
He has already mentioned how he has a great relationship with Brian Hartline.
You don't say.
Yeah, seriously. So one thing is also clear, Alabama and Ohio State aren't going anywhere. I realize that's a statement of the obvious. They are just dominating the recruiting scene, and we know what that does to the field. We appreciate Steve stopping by. Have a good one, Bucknutters.
Take care, y'all. See you on the front row.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does, 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.